So let's start out with your first book, the GitHub published book, Art of the Command Line. What was your original inspiration to write that and then publish it in open? Publish it open in public?
It kind of came into being kind of organically because years back, I've been an engineer for a long time and I was managing a growing team at a startup. And I came to realize certain things about the command line, and any engineer knows they've often used the command line to some degree, but certain things about the command line were often not well understood by people, or they didn't know certain tricks or little things that would save them a lot of time. And I just started jotting them down, and I came to realize that that was actually a pretty good set of cheat notes for more junior engineers or just other engineers, even sometimes more senior, who didn't happen to know those things. And that led to the idea of publishing it. And it's really a very dense piece of content where I, in retrospect, came to believe, I took a different approach to writing things than many either writers or engineers do, which was I neither wrote a tutorial, which was like, here's the simple beginner's guide to the command line, nor did I like try to write a giant complicated, expert only, piece. I just tried to make it direct and to the point and very, very specific and cover as densely as possible everything a developer I thought should know. And that really resonated with people. It ended up developing a lot of following, and that was just an interesting experience.
Sounds like the kind of thing that would end up being a reference book. You might end up even going back and searching through and finding stuff yourself again later. I know I do that with my own writing at least.
Right, right. I know I've often written in the past, but it was not, earlier in my career, I never thought of myself as a writer or editor to think about those things. But learning more about how writing and publishing process works, I've come to realize that the workflows of how people consume a book or any piece of writing really affect how you should write it. And things that you come back to many times should be written differently than things that you read once, like a novel. Maybe you read it once or twice. Yeah. And I think that that's really some kind of profound impacts on how you want to assemble information if you think about how people consume it and engage with it over time.
So I presume that's part of what inspired you to build Holloway as a new publishing firm.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. Fast forwarding a bit, that was probably one of the most first things I put out that got a lot of interest. I'd not written a lot of things in public at that point, that publishing of certain technical references on GitHub made me realize that sort of taking that editorial approach of saying, this is something complicated, there's a lot of nuance, and there are a lot of obstacles in your way in life, whether it's in your work or where you're solving a technical problem or trying to deal with something in your personal life. I feel like knowledge is often what enables you to overcome those obstacles, but finding where that is hard. And getting information that you can trust from experts is hard to find. Remarkably, given we have Google and billions of web pages with content everywhere, we've come to realize that a lot of content really is mediocre or flat out wrong or misleading. And so the processes of like how that information gets assembled and put out there in a way that you can trust really matters. And we've come to see that a lot now online. But a few years back, as I was seeing this happen with sort of some of the early works I put together, it was interesting to see that people really wanted deeper and more nuanced content, even though a lot of social media rewards short shelf life and lack of nuance on certain platforms, as I think we all know now. And so the interest was, well, could we build some sort of platform that encourages knowledge that's shared to help people overcome obstacles, but it also has a bias toward longer shelf life, the kind of information that really helps people understand and appreciate the inherent complexity of certain problems. And so that's not all things. We're not writing entertainment, publishing books on entertainment or, page turners or things like that. There's a role for all of that, but there seems to be a gap around things that really dive into the nuances of topics that are just messy and just you have to deal with, whether there's I'd started with some software topics when I first began writing, but covered an early guide. Our first guide was on equity compensation and stock options, because that was something that a lot of people need to understand if they are joining a company or hiring someone and having to deal with those things. But few people like that topic or understand the nuances of it. And it deserved a deeper treatment. And that led to some popular works. And then like that we put on the platform and have built out a sort of web native publishing platform that lets you publish content like this. And since then we've scaled up to, you know, more books and publishing works of more authors, but in a sort of digital way, directly to the web.
So Craig Maude has lamented before that, quote, our book reading software has largely stagnated, quote, and written how digital books have not often lived up to their expectations, that they're often more or less just a copy of what was on print, digitalized. Of course, EPUBs and such reflowing to your screen are better than a PDF, but broadly, you're not getting a better experience than a traditional paper book, which I feel like I acutely feel with textbooks or reference books, as you mentioned, because if anything, you added search, but that's about the only thing. And so you're now looking through a whole bunch of mentions of the same word. I'm curious, how Right. do you feel like digital books could be better? And how can we make, I guess, the book as a widget? What could be the next version of that, not just a EPUB?
Right. I think that's an enormous question, and it's really complicated. So summarizing in a few seconds Definitely. Is hard. But I do think when you're trying to predict the future, very often it's easy to assume everything changes or nothing changes about something. And books are a case like so many where certain things have always worked and always will work, and certain things need to change a lot. And it depends on the situation often. So a phone book no longer even exists, right? Even though it looked sort of like a novel, maybe in terms of being a stack of paper. So I think that certain use cases are radically different now. So one of the things, though, that I think has changed is when it comes to things like nonfiction, informative writing. Now, that used to all be in the bookstore next to, you know, down the aisle from fiction, but it's different in the way we use it.
Yep.
And the workflows around how you publish content are actually closer to the workflows that you use for publishing software. So if you think about publishing code, mm-hmm. it's developers working on complex pieces of text and evolving and improving it over time. That's actually what you want to do with a reference work. So it's very sure. similar. The workflows of GitHub have evolved to be very powerful. They're the best tool we've ever discovered for managing really complicated text files over time. And those tools are not applied in publishing very much. I mean, there are certainly exceptions, but there's, and it's, you could argue a little bit on the fringes, but those sort of insights of how do you evolve and improve content over time? That's one of the, with input from others or readers or other people like that. So that's one big change. Another big change that I think that's not typically reflected in, you know, Kindle or EPUB or these kind of formats is the direct connection with the reader. Digital media is about disintermediation in a lot of cases, but you also want editorial support for books. And so that blending is tough, but I do think there's a lot of direct connection and feedback from a reader that you get when you have a native online experience. And that means you have analytics, you understand what people are reading, you can have engagement, all kinds of things that are pretty significant in their implications.
Definitely. And for Hallway, is there any kind of interaction here where readers are talking to authors or that readers can talk among themselves? Or how do you bring knowledge together from the audience and the book?
We do allow commenting and highlights, and we have other features planned like that. So I think we incrementally add these things. Not